Christy, if I'm not mistaken, we have abatements scheduled. Don't we?
Are those BOE abatements or
no.
commission abatements?
Commission.
Okay. Because I'm... No, we took some action with three members present.
These are real estate, then. They're not
right.
personal.
Mm-hmm. And this is like your old agenda. We've been counting ballots, so I didn't have time to...
Is there any objection to this from any of the elected officials? No? Let's list this as Exhibit A. Would you bring that info back so we could look at it? So these ones that are abated to zero, are there add-ons with them? I don't see that.
This one is a double assessment, so it makes the stuff just go to zero.
This one?
That was just a reduction. You can see, here's their beginning value.
Gotcha.
And how did that get missed?
Or this what is was an errant
square footage.
Oh, okay. All right.
On wrong parcel.
All right. They're all self-explanatory.
These are deducting it off and putting the apartments on the front.
Gotcha.
There are add-ons.
Gotcha. Do we separate those out, by the way? An abatement is... A lowering, an add-on, obviously, is an increase, mm-hmm. but we call that an abatement?
Well, technically, they should all be called court orders. That way, there's an abatement that's a lowering and an add-on that's an increase.
I'm with you. Could we do that?
Yeah.
Condo double assessed. Level wise removed. Overhead double assessed. Drunk driver dropped off. Oh, so with
motion of approval of Exhibit A for court order abatement.
Second, motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A for court ordered abatements. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Today's date?
Yes, what is it? It's today's date. Oh,
thank you. Dan, until we have a discussion on transfers, I know that we postponed that to the definite time of 1. I wonder if we could take that back up again sometime after 2. We'll just be in budget, but that has a direct relationship to budget
right,
because
exactly
we're either going to be carrying these funds forward or we're not.
That'll be fine with me that we'll do the...
Would you make a second motion to postpone to the definite time of 2?
Yeah, and then we'll do that upstairs, right, while we're working on the budget.
Second, motion has been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 2 the transfers that were postponed earlier today, which we will bring up during budgetary discussions. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. RFQ, Mr. Erickson. How are you, sir? Thank you.
Good afternoon. After this morning's RFQ opening and instructions from y'all to review the two responses that we received, I was able to share the details of both of these packages with several members of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board. And subsequent to those reviews and a discussion that I had with the president of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board, they have asked me to recommend to you all, and I concur with the findings, that the commission choose HDR Engineering Incorporated of Forsyth, Missouri. The main reasoning for that choice is one of the points in the RFQ as RSMO, as I researched it before I issued this RFQ, is proximity and familiarity with a project area, which is actually listed as item number one in the RFQ. This other company has a very commendable portfolio that they submitted to us. They are located in Olathe, Kansas, and as I read through the entire package, there were no references in our area or in close proximity or to the project area. So, and that was communicated with the members of the board, and the consensus was unanimous to recommend HDR, given the fact that they, in their information package, list several examples of work that's been accomplished right here in Taney County. Their offices are here, and they're familiar with the project area, as well as the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board.
Motion for approval, HDR, as the transportation study recipient.
I will second discussion. My question is, are we not to prioritize companies that may or may not do this project? So, in fact, we would be placing the top priority with HDR as number one. If you're unable to reach an agreement with HDR, then you have the ability to go to priority number two or priority number three or priority number four. Is that right? Am I stating that correctly?
That's how RFQs are designed. Correct.
So, in approving, can we say that we're designating HDR with number one priority?
As a primary.
As then, a primary, yeah, thank
that's,
you.
That's fine.
And if you want to, in the record, indicate this other response as secondary, that would be your prerogative. Again, based on what I've studied in the RFQ process, they really are out of the area.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Proximity.
I wouldn't want to actually voice that, because if we're having HDR do it as a primary, then I think that if they needed any assistance, then they would be able to call upon another engineering firm to help them do that.
Well,
is that right?
Well, the point is, once you have selected an engineer, if you can't come to agreement with that engineering company, for example, I'll do this project, but I'm going to do $1 million because you've selected me,
right,
then you have the right to step down to whoever the second was and negotiate with them. But your motion of selecting them as the primary is, I think, fine.
Yeah.
And it's just the motion to enter contract
negotiations,
too.
Right.
So the motion's been made and seconded to designate HDR as the primary and to enter into contract negotiations.
Second, yeah. I made the motion. You seconded it.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. Do you have anything else for me, gentlemen?
No, sir. We're all set. Thank you, sir. I'm going to give this to Lynn. Abatements.
We're done. Oh, thank you.
The job.
I have a couple of requests here for next, either later in the week or next week. Randy Hayes requesting some time for a work session with you. There's five topics. 30 to 45 minutes.
Well, quite frankly, I would almost suggest until we're done with our budget that we,
I think, I know maybe what one or two of the topics are, and they do need addressed. But I don't know that we can. That was the main one. So, do we need to do the
Thursday?
Thursday, do we have things on Thursday already?
We are actually, what we have told people is that we will be in budget the rest of the day. Tomorrow morning we have a meeting with elected officials and department heads at 8 o'clock.
Correct.
At 9 o'clock we begin the budget, do we not? Or what do we begin at 9? I don't have that in front of me, Nikki.
I do. Nine. We did not put budget on Thursday.
There's no, I'm talking about tomorrow. Openings. Tomorrow, what do we have?
Eight. And then at 9 o'clock, we go straight in.
But wasn't there something else this morning that we were moving to?
9:30.
Tomorrow?
9:30, the insurance.
Okay, insurance. Thank you. And then it's budget. And then we're scheduled for budget on Wednesday.
Correct.
To meet with elected officials and department heads. And on Thursday, right?
You didn't tell me to put it on for Thursday.
Let's do that. It would be really nice to meet with them either sometime tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday. But we could certainly start in the morning with Road and Bridge.
Yeah.
How early is your preference, sir?
I don't care.
8:30, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, that's fine. 8:30 is fine.
8:30?
During budget.
Hmm?
During budget.
What time do we have budget scheduled for?
9.
Prior to.
Okay, but we have to post it.
That's Thursday, isn't it? Isn't that what you was talking about?
I thought you were just saying Tuesday. You said tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I jump shifted on you.
Okay.
So we'll take Road and Bridge Thursday, 8:30.
The window replacement in the extension office on Thursday.
Okay.
It's just, you know, real quick, 5 minute deal.
I thought it had already been taken care of.
No.
Well, I'll have to have a conversation with the extension office down there because I went to the meeting.
Okay.
And they thought, they assumed it was already being handled.
I thought that was taken care of last week, actually.
Renee sent me a message, and then we talked about it, putting it on Monday, and because Jim wasn't going to be here, I said, move it to Thursday.
What are we talking about, by the way? To put in windows?
The bid.
Window replacement.
Yeah, the bids, they've already been... It's already been bid by two or three people, isn't it? Phone bids. That's what they had the discussion anyway. I didn't know anything about it until they brought it up I mean, I knew that we had talked about it, but they brought it up at the extension meeting and discussed it and everything and what time frame they were going to work it. And
okay.
So.
Next. Are you
thinking she's going to start it sooner than that? Is that what you're saying?
I thought they was going to try to get it done this year.
Well, you have talked about it on Thursday, and she's not working on it this week, correct?
No.
What do you prefer?
Tell Nikki.
Well, her to call the extension office down there and visit with them and find out what there's been messages relayed.
Okay, so have Renee talk to the extension office?
Yeah, and Ron Erickson maybe.
And
I think there's three bone bids that was already submitted.
Okay. And if she has a question, mm-hmm. after she speaks with them, can
yeah.
talk to you?
Yeah.
That's it.
I've got one thing for next Monday or Thursday one. It don't make me any difference, but the subject is to be discussed is Sunshine Law classes for all new appointees to be rescheduled.
New appointees to what?
There are boards and things, as we've had so many new appointees to different boards, that they need to be aware of those things.
Well, if we're going to do that, and we're going to suggest that we discuss having that, which I think is a great idea, at the same time, let's discuss a sit-down with counsel regarding a number of other issues that I think would be enlightening for a lot of people.
I just want to have it, put it on the agenda to have a discussion about it.
Include bidding laws, practices. Council had spoke before that there's a lot of things that they could go over, and I think that would be a great time to do it for us to have a number. It would be really helpful.
Yeah.
Are we looking at
next Monday? That's fine. It's not going to take but a few minutes. Thank you, Nikki. Lynn, I think we are back to pushing papers.